Chapter 8, Write a Happy New Ending to a Sad Old Love Story Without Lying. Are your sad old love stories stopping you from creating happy new ones? Find out by taking this simple love test. When you're asked about a past relationship, do you tell the same old story of its troubles and unhappy ending? Explain the disappointments or betrayals that led to a bad breakup? Describe all the ways you're still struggling to get over it? Mention all the reasons that subsequent relationships haven't worked out? Talk about difficult obstacles in your current relationships? Complain that your love life isn't working out the way you'd liked? How did you score? Each no response reveals where you've grown through the pain of lost love, and you've learned your lessons from loss. Now you get a happiness boost when you write a happy ending to your old love stories. Each yes response reveals where your sad old stories are stopping you from creating happy new ones. How do you break through this barrier to new love? Write a happy ending to your sad old love story without lying in 3 steps. Step 1. Rewrite your past. When you face troubling events in life or in a relationship, you have an emotional reaction to them. You tell yourself stories to ease your pain or place the blame on someone else. The more often you tell these sad stories, the deeper they get wired into your brain and become an automatic monologue that you keep repeating. It's a sad old monologue that nobody wants to hear. People tune you out or disappear from your life until you rewrite your sad old stories with some happy new endings. How do you do this without lying to yourself and others? Take the next 2 steps. Step 2. Remember the love. When you look back at your life, see through the eyes of love instead of fear. The popular acronym for fear is false events appearing real. Fear is a false story that taints your view of the past, because only love is real. It is your choice to live in love or in fear. How do you choose love? You choose which of your thoughts, memories, beliefs, and stories you tell yourself and others. That's hard to accept while you're gripped by many forms of fear. You may recognize fear as anger, jealousy, sarcasm, addiction to food, drugs, limiting beliefs, or any form of self-defeating behavior that blocks love. Your heart doesn't speak the language of fear. Your ego does. How do you tame your fearful ego? You rewrite a fearful story or memory with a loving ending. When you are willing and eager to do this, you are in the right mindset for the next step. Step 3. Focus on the beauty you want to experience again. A universal law states that what you focus on expands. You get more of what you focus on, so take control of your focus. Stop focusing on what you don't want. Focus exclusively on what you do want, so you bring more of it into your life. What if you can't shift your focus? What if you are stuck in a sad old story? Take a few deep breaths. Say fear to yourself. Then self-correct by taking these steps. Look for the love lessons you may learn from that experience. Now learn them, so you don't have to repeat them again. Uncover the silver lining in the dark cloud of each troubling experience, memory, story, and give thanks for it. Talk about the beauty of loving moments and memories that you want to experience again, because you will. When you take these steps each consecutive day for only 2 to 3 weeks, you create a new love habit and a new love story that replace the old ones. As you see your past and present through the eyes of love, and you speak from your heart, you create an honest, happy ending to your sad old love stories, and you free yourself to create happy new ones. I know how challenging it can be to free yourself from the clutches of fear. This is a critical step to end heartbreak, so let's make sure you get all the help you need to transform fear into love next. Footnote: what if you feel ready to start dating and creating a happy new love story? Let's be sure you don't waste valuable time dating the wrong people. Discover 7 new ways to find great people to date, love, and marry in my gift ebook when you visit www.ifindlovefast.com.